Service at its best. Remember, wholesale prices straight to the public. One Up Cash and Carry, where you get more for less.
More for less. It's easier with One Up Cash and Carry.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time. Welcome to the show. I'm Shafiq Morton. Assalamu alaikum. Coming up, Saudi Arabia looks for mining investment in South Africa. Our weekly Africa report, former Basasa boss Grisi is arrested. And after five, Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro asks the Pope for help. We've got sports wrap and Sans Souci in the spotlight. Stay tuned.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
A Voice of the Cape, Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. Feel free to query, comment, and or criticize. The Hawks have arrested six suspects on allegations of corruption and fraud. Former Basasa employee Angelo Igritsi and Corrections Services Commissioner Linda Mti are amongst those arrested. Online is Director at Accountability Now, Paul Hoffman. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Shafiq, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Interesting.
Forgive my dogs, they are just barking.
All right, as long as
they need the exercise.
As long as they're happy dogs, I think that's what counts.
They're very happy to bark.
Right. Let's have a look. Angelo Igritsi arrested. Does this surprise you? Because it did seem to me, and I'm not an expert, that he was testifying at the Zonda Commission to try and become turn state witness, say, doesn't get arrested and prosecuted.
Yes, the operative verb is turn state witness. So this is part of a dance that is going on between the whistleblowers in the Basasa Empire and the prosecution service. He will continue to cooperate if he remains consistent to the stance that he took in the Zondo Commission, and his lawyers are no doubt working hard to get him a deal under Section 205 of the Criminal Procedure Act, which is the law that allows people to turn state witness, as you put it, which means really that they give evidence against their co-conspirators in this fraud, corruption, and money laundering that has been going on between Basasa and Correctional Services for so long that you and I were both young men when it started. If he gets it right, if he's able to persuade a judge that he has told a truthful story and assisted the administration of justice by making the job of the prosecution service so much easier by having an insider spill the beans, he will be granted immunity from prosecution at the end of the criminal trial of those against whom he gives evidence. And I think the same will apply to Fontonda, who used to be a chief financial officer at Basasa. So that essentially means that those who are really in the crosshairs in this particular maneuver are the former chief financial officer of Correctional Services, Mr. Patrick Gillingham, and also the former director of Mr. Mt, the director general of Correctional Services, who was in cahoots with Basasa, if Mr. Adgwitsi has been telling us the truth at the Zondo Commission. So I think one could describe this as not just the low-hanging fruit coming out of the Zondo inquiry. It's more like the fruit which has fallen on the ground. And that enables, because of Akwitsi's cooperation with the authorities, enables a quick and easy prosecution of the people that he was conspiring with. The missing name in all of this is of course, Mr. Gavin Watson, who we have all watched with interest counting out 100,000 rand stacks of cash for the purpose of greasing the wheels of the money laundering and corruption that was going on between Busasa and his business, his friends in the correctional services.
Right, I mean, yeah, it's interesting that Gavin Watson hasn't come into the crosshairs quite yet. Is there something in the timing of the Hawks making these arrests? Because we're on the eve of one of the most important State of the Nation addresses the president's going to make, and it's a president who has to have something on the table in terms of corruption. Is this political timing, or the Hawks just decided just to do the arrests when they did?
No, I think that one can, we got ourselves a new National Director of Public Prosecution. Now, what we have to remember is that the Hawks investigate corruption, but the NPA prosecutes corruption. That's one of the reasons why nothing ever happens in this sort of case. I would be much more impressed with our new National Director of Public Prosecutions if she would get on and prosecute Becky Kelly for the police headquarters leases that were so corrupted. I would be much more impressed if she would get on and do a short, sharp prosecution of Jacob Zuma and Michael Masuta for the way in which the previous National Director of Public Prosecutions, Mr. Ntlasana, was eased out of office with 17 million rand of your and my money to grease his departure. Those things are really the big ones, the ones that are still on the tree, not the ones that have been picked up off the ground underneath the tree at the moment.
Are you confident that the National Director of Prosecutions will start to make some significant arrests? It seems like Becky clearly has kind of put himself back in favor in the police ministry right now. That might be quite a tough one for Sir Ramaphosa right now.
It's a very tough one, you're quite right. But she gets up and says, we are all equal before the law. We're prosecuting without fear, favor, or prejudice. Well, she's got the Molloy report, which has been gathering dust for years. She's got the SIU report in this particular matter, which has been gathering dust for years. And she has got the Secure and Comfort report from the Public Protector in relation to Nkandla. It's very clear that there was corruption and fraud at Nkandla, but nobody has ever been brought to book for that. It's very clear that the way in which the National Director of Public Prosecutions was relieved of his post, that he and the current Minister of Justice and our former President should be made accountable for that. And Becky Cheney, I think everybody knows, for paying 3 times the going rate to police headquarters has to have something fishy about it. All of those things are just ignored. And I will be impressed that the word and the deed of the new leadership in the National Prosecuting Authority match each other when that sort of case is dealt with, rather than these rather insignificant lowlifes that are involved in the Busasa Correctional Services tie-up.
Of course, a lot of experts have said that Shamla Batoi, the new Director of Public Prosecutions, goes into an organization that is quite traumatized. I mean, those who've stayed behind with integrity have had hell. They've had to sort of go through people like Jeba and Murebi, all the machinations that they were doing, that she has to do some damage control within the organization very quickly.
Correct. I think that you're correct to say that the good people have been traumatized. And the reason why they've been traumatized is because there was a vicious attempt to capture the National Prosecuting Authority by deploying the likes of Jeba and Murebi there in order to hijack its proper independent function as the National Prosecution Service. And that is why Accountability Now, since 2012, has been suggesting that the investigative and prosecutorial functions in respect of corruption, state capture, kleptocracy, the big stuff in the world of the corrupt, should be dealt with by an integrity commission under Chapter 9 of the Constitution, a one-stop shop for dealing with this scourge of corruption in the country. Because if we don't do it that way, this trauma that you talk about, this semi-capture, the hawks were completely captured. I mean, they were used to persecute Pravin Gordhan. It's a disgrace, and nobody has any consequences for that. If we cannot get a new structure that is free of the elements of capture and free of the elements of trauma, an elite body that can deal with corruption in South Africa effectively and efficiently, we're in for a long, hard ride in this country.
Do you, however, think that when we see, as you say, the fallen fruit being arrested like Igrizi and Linda Mti, that the Mienis, the Marebis, the Jibas, the Motsenings, the Tlelis, the Masutas, the list is endless, that these people, Gavin Watson, start to feel a little bit uneasy, that almost like a rope is being lowered around their neck. It's not tight, but the rope is there. It must be unpleasant for them now to go to bed at night, because they must be wondering when there's going to be a knock on their door.
Yes, I see one of the accused who has not been named is overseas at the moment. I imagine that must be Gavin Watson, but I'm just guessing. And I'll be surprised if he comes back.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we look at all of this, are you at least encouraged? Because this is the first time for a very, very long time I can remember doing a story in which somebody was actually arrested on allegations of corruption and fraud in the state capture arena.
Yes, no, it is. I think it is the first move. And as I say, it's not just the low-hanging fruit, it's the fallen fruit. And the proof of the pudding is when the big fish are in the net. These are little fish. All of these are little fish.
And let's hope that the big fish do find their way into the net and into orange uniforms. They'll look good in them. Paul Hoffman, a director of Accountability Now, do enjoy the rest of the day, and I hope your dogs remain happy as well.
They remain silent as soon as you told them that they had to be happy dogs.
So all right.
It worked perfectly.
All the best.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners.